A climate change denier in charge of climate change? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Donald Trump has named Scott Pruitt, Attorney General of Oklahoma, to run the Environmental Protection Agency, and environmental groups are at DEFCON 5.
This is a guy who's devoted much of his career to trying to stop the EPA from doing its job.
I don't know about that, but he has sued the EPA, saying it has no legal right to force Oklahoma to cut the amount of CO2 pumped into the air. Here's what he told Congress last year.
We are already in the top four states in the country in generating electricity through renewables and wind. But yet, this EPA is expecting the state of Oklahoma to reduce their CO2 footprint by over 30%. How? But for shuttering coal generation in the state of Oklahoma.
Which he said wouldn't be fair to workers who'd lose their jobs, nor to consumers who'd pay more for electricity. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island, where rising sea levels are threatening beaches and fishing, went after him.
Is climate change a problem anywhere in the world?
Senator, I think it's immaterial to discussions about the legal framework of the Clean Air Act.
But Pruitt did not say, I deny climate change. What he did say is that the EPA needs to stay within the law, which the way he reads it says Oklahoma's CO2 is Oklahoma's business, not the EPA's. The only problem with that argument is that Oklahoma's CO2 tends not to remain in Oklahoma. Although, if you had a president willing to build a really high wall, just a thought. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.